Jim, one of our local, and I can't tell you, one of our local St. Louis weather, TV weather people, went on-air personality in the last 10 or 14 days, basically threw their hand, I don't know if it was a male or a female, threw their hands up in frustration on air and said to the audience, they don't have a clue what's causing these bizarre weather or why.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of unusual.
That is because they always try and pretend like, well, this is rather normal and it's really not that, you know.
I'm the expert. Pay attention to me, right?
Some of these storms, I saw one the other day. It started up in Saskatchewan. It was literally what I call a himicane. It's a hurricane structure over land. It dwarfed anything that we see in the Atlantic in terms of hurricanes. It extended up to the Arctic Circle. And then the arm swung around by James Bay up there in Hudson Bay and then swung down through the United States, and that arm extended all the way down to Texas. This is a storm that literally covered the entire North American continent. And out of that front leading arm were countless hundreds of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms.
I think I mentioned to you that the friend of mine who was being briefed by a NOAA scientist at a Skywarn class, and during a break out in the hallway, this is in the fall of 05 after Hurricane Andrew, he said, quote unquote, just wait till people start seeing these hurricanes forming over land.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. She tried to ask a follow-up question, but he quickly realized that his career and pension was at risk. So he shut up and didn't say anything further.
Well, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing literally, I call them himicanes, just to play on words, the hurricanes being over water, himicanes being over land.
Right.
But literally they are. They have the same structure, the same cloud structure, but what's very bizarre is typically out in the band clouds, the far-reaching clouds in a hurricane, those are usually mild winds, et cetera, and you might spring a water spout out of one of them, but not a lot of high energy activity. With
right.
the himicanes we're seeing now, the very far reaching bands have the highest energy. That's why I think there's somebody up there using those cloud systems to target, using laser satellites to target certain areas to drive those storms to much higher intensity.